What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Happy New Year. It is 2016. I already took my medicine. If you've been listening to my podcast, my recap shows for Flash and Arrow, I've got a little head cold. I've got the flu, and it's just me and the dogs here tonight, and it is officially 12:14. Happy New Year again. Happy New Year. Hope everybody had a good 2015 and a better 2016. So let's talk about Arrow. Yes, I'm finally catching up. 11/18/2015. Last year, this episode aired. The episode was called Brotherhood. I got my notes. Plus, Anna B out there in Australia. She's a fellow. Anna B, myself, Jesus, and DJ Wicked, we are all big fans of Arrow. We are fans of Arrow, and we used to recap the show together all the same time, but due to scheduling, we can't get on the phone together. So I do my little recap, and if the guys and girls can send me their thoughts via email, I read it, just like Anna B's. I know, it sounds like I'm a little backwards. This medicine is getting to me. I am Mexican, by the way. So let's talk about this. I've got my notes here. Brotherhood episode. Pretty dope. I like this episode. Malcolm came back, which was cool. I like Malcolm Merlyn a lot. Let's see here. I definitely love the beginning of this episode. Lots of action. The stunt team that does the show is great. I love the episodes that start off with the crazy action. Thea definitely beats some ass in this. Let's see what else. Diggs. I haven't read Anna B's notes yet, and she's probably going to say something nice about Diggs. But this whole episode was getting my nerves about Diggs. He's a big freaking baby. I've said it before. I don't understand why all his team feels that Andy does have some good somewhere in him, and we got to hear his side of the story. But Diggs is like, no. He's evil. So I just got annoyed by Diggs just being a big baby. I got tired of him being a baby at the bar, at the middle, at the end. I just, come on. Like, I don't know. Let's see here. Let's see what are my notes here. Let's see here. Let me see. It was good to see Malcolm, which was good. It's obvious that the bloodlust is coming back to Thea. I liked his idea of killing pedophiles. That was cool. Damian Dark. Holy crap, this was a dope episode. This medicine is really taking its effect on me. I can't even speak. Damian Dark approaches Oliver Queen at the mayor dinner thingy. Dude, that was awesome. Seeing them two face to face and seeing Dark threaten Oliver in a way. That was dope. One of my favorite parts also, Thea going 8 shish kebabs on this bar guy, which was kind of cheesy how they made it. Like, it was just so, as soon as the dude got up, it was like this guy just moved right in. It was like, hey, babe, I'm buying a drink. Boyfriend's not here. They could have waited a little bit, but either way, seeing Thea go ape shit on this guy was just freaking awesome. Loved it. Let's see what else. I do have a complaint to all the Arrow fans and even to Anna B out there. How the hell is Laurel, because Arrow and, was it Thea and Arrow? They, at the docks, they use their bow and arrows and they use ropes. How the hell is Laurel jumping off buildings and landing perfectly good on her? I'm assuming she's got high heel boots on or boots. Either way, she's jumping off a big giant building and didn't hurt herself. Okay, she doesn't have superpowers. So I found that a little cheesy. I would have believed it if she would like jumped on something and then jumped on something. But her just jumping off the building, I didn't believe it. And I know some people that are listening is probably like, really, Mike? You don't believe that, but you believe everything else? You know what? I guess it's just more like our Laurel. I'm not a big fan of her. Let's see. It was dope watching the fight scene between Thea and Andy go at it. That was dope. That whole thing was just boom, 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 through the walls, through this, through that. It was dope. I really thought Thea was probably going to really almost kill Andy because of the bloodthirst, but that didn't happen. And speaking of that, dude, what was up with Thea touching Damian Dark? And then, like, Dark couldn't kill her, and his face, the veins and everything else. So I don't know what it is about Thea. But when Thea told this to Malcolm, it's like he knows. So I don't know if like she's like chosen one, or it's because she was brought back to life or something. But that was dope. And Damon Dark seems a little scared about that right there. Let's see here. What else? I definitely liked Ray coming in and fighting. Loved when he was punching the dudes, and you could hear, because he's made out of metal, and you could hear him punching everybody's faces, which was pretty cool. Let's see what else. And I think that is it for me. I mean, at the end, Diggs tries to talk to Andy, and Andy doesn't deny anything. Do I believe it? I think he's still, I think he's doing it some, I don't think he's totally evil, right? Or is he? Was he a drug lord, gun smuggler, bad dude, and Diggs had no clue? I don't know. I guess we'll have to keep watching and find out. I do have my Anna B's notes here in front of me. I'm going to read out her email that she sent to me. Hi, Mike. We're having a heat wave down here in the low 100s. Too early for summer. I hear in Australia it does get a little hot. Love this episode with all the action scenes. Of course, James Banford, the stunt coordinator. This was his director debut, and he certainly did nail it. I totally agree. And Anna B, for all the Arrow fans out there, she's always going to all these Arrow conventions and stuff like that. And she actually knows a lot of those people. If you want to check out some of her interviews and stuff like that, you can always check out thevro.com. She just recently went to one of the cons. Flew from Australia, I think, to San Jose. It was like a 24, 23-hour flight. Insane. She put lots of fight scenes. Totally agree, and I loved them. This episode certainly did belong to Diggle. Diggle was having revelations of his brother, Andy, being alive, and after all these years, Oliver wanted to give Andy the benefit of the doubt of his corrupt ways, which he eventually did. It has been a long time coming for Diggle to be given a juicy episode, and he certainly did show that emotions. He did, don't get me wrong, the actor that plays Diggle, I can't remember his name, he's got some acting chops. I like, you know, he can do that. I don't know what Diggs' problem is. He just got on my nerves on this episode. I can see that you liked it, Annie B. Diggle is to be given a juicy episode, and he certainly did show the emotions with what he was enduring of the realization of his brother not being dead. Finally, Oliver and Diggle are back on the same page as bros, and will take down Dark together, which is true. As for Thea and her cravings with the bloodlust, and she believes Dark is the solution to beaten it, I wonder if she is the person in the grave when she goes after him. As Oliver wants him dead for killing that person. Well, you know what? I think I made the mistake, and I watched something recently, which comes right after Arrow. I can't remember. It might have been, I don't know, but I think I screwed up. I think I spoiled myself and saw somebody die. And next episode is the crossover episodes, Legends of Tomorrow with Flash. Should be good, but it isn't in 2 weeks' time again after Thanksgiving. Yes. Cheers, Anna B. So cheers, Anna B. And there it is. So we kind of feel the same way. I think she liked the Dig stuff more than I did. That's for sure. But I'm curious, Anna B, to find out how is Dark going to help out Thea with this bloodlust thing? That was weird. I don't know. That's it, y'all. Another great freaking episode. If you want to check out some of my past recap shows with the team, you can check out thevro.com because a lot of them got deleted when I switched over from a different blog. It's just a big old hell of a mess. But if you want to hear past shows, check out thevro.com. Also, Anna B does like write-ups there. She does reviews over there. She writes, and then she tries to join in on my little recaps right here. For me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, here, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And you can listen to other stuff that I do there. I have a bunch of other little channels, and so just do it. Check it out. I haven't decided if I'm going to watch the other two episodes right now because the medicine is making me sleepy, and I probably sound a little sleepy and a little out of it. It's probably going to sound really good when I listen to this again. All right, people, that's it. Happy New Year again. Be safe out there, and I'll see you soon. All right, bye-bye.